Welcome to our Team Roundtable podcast, where we explore the hot topic of the week here at CRA Resources. And just a reminder for those tuning in for the first time, CRA Resources is a unique recruitment agency with a single focus of providing CRA staffing for clinical studies across North America. So let's get started. Angela, what is the hot topic we've discussed this week?
I want to talk about not settling. You know, we talk all the time about people need to be in control of their career. And I think as we, you know, this year is going to be an awakening, I think, because as we see the pendulum shift from the past candidate driven market that we just experienced, now we're starting to see that that is no longer the case. Saw yesterday to where one of the largest rounds of layoffs that's happened since 2008 happened within this last week. And that's not just our industry, it's global, right? It's everywhere. So I don't want to be the mantra of gloom and doom, but I do think it's appropriate for us to go ahead and have that discussion about how do you maintain control of your career? Even, you know, in the candidate-driven market, we saw that people weren't in control. And now that we're getting ready to move into a client-driven market, I think it's even a bigger thing that we need to be focused on so that people can be ready and be prepared and understand what being in control of your career even means to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. And there's sort of a little bit of a nod to the desperation, you know, not settling, and then also making sure that you come across in a way that doesn't have an air of desperation about it. You don't want to mess up your brand. This is a critical time when you're a job seeker to make sure that you've got your brand together and make sure that you're acting out of that place of not being desperate, not settling for something that's going to be a temporary shift in your career, keeping your brand consistent, what your goals are and how you want to achieve them regardless of the climate. So yes, I think this is a great topic. So where do we want to start?
Well, I think let's start about knowing what you want. And this starts with goal setting. And I've said this over and over again, but I think setting goals is a spiritual act. I mean, you got to really look deep inside of yourself to understand what you think your purpose is and then go set your goals accordingly. Now, with that being said, you have to earn cash. You know, I think Carrie's going to have a question about that here in a minute, because and I think it's a really good point to make sure that you are setting goals that can help you be able to earn a living. but you got to know what you want. I just recently had a clinical ops lead that I had reached out to actually on LinkedIn about some of the fraudulent situation, just an educational forum. And she came back to me and she said, "Hey, look, I'm looking to leave." She's working with a small sponsor. It's a startup. And I think they've had their trips and falls like a lot of startups do. And she's running. She's running away from the company. She doesn't want to be there anymore. And I said, "Well, you know, go ahead and send me your resume and then tell me what you're looking for in the email." And I kind of gave her a list of several questions, because we as recruiters, we care about what you want. It isn't just about getting you a job. It's about getting you what you want. And her email to me was her resume saying, "I'm open to anything." Now, you guys that are staring at me right now on this call, tell me why I ran from her when she said, "I'm open to anything."
Or she's not going to be open to anything. If you say, "Well, I've got a great job for you working as a cashier at McDonald's," I don't think she's going to be open to that.
She's going to have some type of requirements, right? Go ahead, Becky.
Oh, yes, requirements. And it also makes me nervous, because she's open to anything now. That means she'll be open to anything after we find her something that she might be settling for. And then she'll still be open to anything after she's been with that position for a couple months or a couple weeks. And then, you know, we call that a flight risk. Somebody who might be searching for that next best thing. And if you don't know what that goal is you're trying to achieve, then it's tricky, because you might take something now just for the interim, but that messes up your brand. It messes up our brand if you jump ship before the contract is up or before they're expecting you to end the relationship. So we don't want people who are searching for anything all the time.
Which makes me wonder why she's running away from her current job. Was that a settle? Did she take that because she just settled? Mm-hmm. And so she jumped from the frying pan into the fire, as my mom would say, right? I mean, you know, you got to have some control and knowing, you know, your career has to be a story. Where have you been? Where are you and where are you going? Now, you guys, every story is not a beautiful story. I mean, you got the Hansel and Gretel stories. You've got the Romeo and Juliet stories. I mean, there's strife and struggle in every story. So you don't want to pretend like those don't exist, but you have to have some type of a path. You know, my mentor says if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
Yeah.
So, but that to me, that's where it starts, is setting your goals, setting your personal goals, and then being able to start mapping into those goals based off of what you're looking for.
So then, Carrie, you had a thought earlier when we were discussing this topic. Do you want to ask that now?
Mm-hmm. Of course. I was more thinking of how our candidates are showing us who they are. So when we get a lot of job applications, when the recruiter has already talked to someone and they told the recruiter what they were looking for, and then 3 days later, all of a sudden they're on the website applying to a lot of different jobs that doesn't match with the qualifications or with the things that they had told the recruiter that they wanted. Yeah. So for me, that's a concern that starts to show desperation.
Yeah. And I've had so many people heckle me for using the term desperation on some of my posts, and they get insulted by it. But let's just call the baby ugly if the baby's ugly. I mean, desperation is, and it's frightening. I mean, you know, if you've got a mortgage to pay, you've got kids that are in college and you've got to make their next tuition payment, you got a car note that's due or past due. I mean, I get it. I understand all of those things. But make sure that your behavior matches to what you're telling your recruiters you're looking for. And that's where we want to partner with our candidates. Be honest and transparent with us. Don't try to represent that you're someone that you're not. And if you're wanting a CRA position, but you have to settle for something else, be honest with us about that. Because we may be able to find you a short-term contract rather than putting a client at risk. You know, you saying that, yeah, I'll take this, you know, CTA position or this whatever that's a year commitment, knowing full well that if you get a job that's more in alignment with your career goals, that pays more money and that, you know, helps to get you to your next step in your career, that you're going to bail and jump. Be honest with us and help us to help you. We say that all the time because those things do happen. We, you know, we have to settle sometimes, but it doesn't have to be a permanent settle. But make sure that you're not doing it in a vacuum and in a situation to where it's a cloud that nobody understands what's going on with you. To your point, Carrie, make sure your behavior is actually reinforcing what you're saying.
Well, and also that they realize that they are not the only person involved in this relationship. Mm-hmm. It's about the client as well. You need to be mm-hmm. thinking about your future employer. This is going to be your future employer. This is going to be the environment you're putting yourself in.
Yeah, exactly. And if you don't want to end up hating it, like this gal that came to me, you know, because I went back to her and I was like, because, you know, you didn't answer any of my questions. You know, what kind of salary are you looking for, or hourly rate? Do you want contract? Do you want perm? How much travel? You know, our positions are typically in this realm. I see you're in leadership. Tell me what you're looking for. Look, you tell me. You got contract, perm. Just tell me what you got and I'll tell you. And I'm like, no, this is not a cafeteria, you guys. This is not where you get to come and stand here and tell me you want vanilla ice cream with chocolate sauce and a little bit of sprinkles on top. I mean, you got to tell me what you're looking for so that I can, you know, kind of help you understand whether or not this is going to be a fit. And if we don't have it, we don't have it. You know, you're looking for
and
yogurt.
It's okay. And there's sell other yogurt. Places.
Exactly. I mean, it is what it is, right? So, yeah, no, I agree. So, but I do think, I mean, if you start with knowing what you want, and then you're transparent with your recruiting partner, and it really we need to be a partner to you. So I got to be transparent with it. And then you get to assess whether or not what we're offering aligns with your career goals. And if you have to take something temporarily that doesn't align with your career goals, then let's talk about, to Becky's point, how you use that to help reinforce your brand rather than detract from it. Because Becky, there are ways, aren't there, that you can strategize how taking a short-term CTA job during a terrible economy actually helped improve your brand as a CRA, right?
Oh, absolutely. We just had one of those positions where we had a client that needed kind of an interim, maybe 4 months mm-hmm. or so of some CTA work, a little bit of TMF cleanup and data input. And we submitted some CRAs over for that position. And it was really helpful for them to fill in some dead space in their utilization. They were already super familiar with the system itself and how to navigate. So they were a slam dunk in terms of candidates for that client, but also it helped them increase their skills. They got to kind of, you know, pump up their skill set. And one of them who ended up doing it learned some things he didn't know before about the system because he used it in a different way with this one assignment than he was used to using it in his CRA gig. So it really helps you pump up your education. You can really learn a lot. I mean, we talk about sometimes in life these valleys or whatnot, you know, in the lulls. That's when you need to be improving yourself. That's when you need to be working on yourself, working on your skills and your education and making sure that you are, as we say, plowing the field, expecting the rain, expecting the growth. And then when it comes, you're ready and you are better than you were before.
Absolutely agree. Ask for help. Take a look. Be open-minded. Take a look at jobs that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise considered. Discuss with someone that could be a good career coach to you, like a good partner recruiter, or hire a coach. There's some really great ones in the industry to talk about why stepping back into a different role for a minute to be able to make your mortgage payment can still be leveraged to improve your brand. But overall, go ahead, Becky.
Oh, I was just going to say, and to your point, make sure you know why you're doing that. If you're going to step back or you're going to shift or you're going to look at something that you wouldn't normally have done, have a reason why. Have thought it through why this is a good next step in this time for you. Because if you just say, oh, I don't know, just because it'll be easier to get right now or whatever it is, you know, fill in the gap. We're looking for a specific, oh, this will be helpful for my career trajectory right now because X. Make sure you've got that and you've thought that through.
Agreed.
Keep going.
No, I agree. I mean, you want to show whoever's helping you, whether it's a mentor, someone at another company that you've worked with before that might be giving you a referral or a recommendation, a recruiting agency, a third party hiring, whatever. Make sure you're presenting that you're running towards something, not that you're running away from something. You got to be able to spin it to the perspective of, here's what I want. But I understand that what I want is in short supply right now. So I figure these types of roles will help me shore up my knowledge and experience, as well as help me pay my bills, so that whenever what I do want is available, I'll be more competitive for it. That's where your brand comes into play. And it's critically important to think that through before you settle and take anything. And if you're running away from something, you're going to be more likely to desperately settle without thinking about it. So stop, pause, and assess, and think about it, and how you can pitch it, and how it helps, what you can gain from it. And most importantly, y'all, everybody that's listening, if you make a commitment for a settle type of contract, do not bail. Do not bail. If you commit for 6 months, hang in there for 6 months. Otherwise, don't commit for 6 months. Because commitment, your word, oh gosh, it's such a small industry for it to be such a large industry. And those references, whoo, that payment comes due really easily. If you make a commitment, hang in there, you guys, stick with the commitment. Otherwise, just say, I don't think I commit to 6 months. I can commit to three, because the reality is I need this foundation. I need to make my mortgage payment, but my real love is this. Be honest about it. And then the recruiting agency and the people that hire you know that, rather than them thinking that they've got you for 6 months or a year or whatever, and then you bail after three. Just be open and transparent about what you're trying to do. People will appreciate it, and you won't get rejected because of your honesty. You'll get rejected because you're hiding things. That's the biggest difference.
I also would like to add with that is when you settle and you bail out before the term is over or the project is over, that is a relationship that you just broke with that client. Because maybe down the road, they'll be like, oh, I remember so-and-so, and they did so great on this project. I can use them for this new project. Let me give him or her a call for this new project. If you settle and then bail and not think of that relationship, there's that relationship out the window. Versus if you do have to settle, but you don't bail and you look at the bigger picture and you're like, you know what, this is not what I want to do, but I'm going to stick through it and I'm going to build this relationship with this client for future projects.
Yep.
Don't burn bridges. How are you going to be able to get references from someone?
Right.
You know, when you leave them hanging after they've spent that time and effort into you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nurture your network. We talk about that a lot as well. You're sort of nurturing your network along the way through that assignment and making sure you don't end early. You know, it's the relationship with the client. It's also the relationship with us, because I hate to say it, but there are folks that we just don't work with anymore because they've bailed early and don't keep their word and their commitments. And, you know, we understand extenuating circumstances happen sometimes and whatnot. We're not talking about those one-offs, but just the, didn't like it. Now I'm going to, you know, move on to the next thing. We remember that too. So don't burn this bridge either. We want to help you. We really want to help you be where you want to be. And maybe with that sponsor or that client, you're not in the role you want right now, but maybe down the road there's growth potential, and maybe the perfect thing is down the road with that client. So nurturing that relationship will help you achieve your goal down the road. You never know. So it's always good to do the right thing.
Agreed.
Okay. Well, any other thoughts before we go? Anybody itching to say anything? Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, team. Really appreciate this topic. This is a really good one for the current climate. I hope everybody out there got a lot of good info out of that. Thank you all for listening. If you want to explore more of our content, you can visit craresources.com/blog to check out our latest articles and additional podcasts. You can also sign up to get this content delivered to your inbox, and feel free to reach out at craresources.com for more information about our firm.